From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo calls for strict action against police officer violating law. Indonesia becomes state with largest satellite management worldwide. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has directed Chief of the National Police, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, to take firm action against police officers who are found violating regulations and ethics, leading to a decline in public trust. Any lifestyle matters which would cause a decline in public trust and other violations have been highlighted by the president, and the police are to follow up by taking firm action. Meanwhile, the police chief, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, after the meeting with the president, also underlined the importance of firm action against police officers who violate laws, such as those involved in online gambling and drug violations. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics has driven efforts to make Indonesia as one of the countries with the largest satellite management as compared to several nations with similar global disposition. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny G. Plate, during a visit to Batam Riau Islands province on Friday, October the 14th, as reported by Antara, said the Indonesian government will be the largest satellite operator among the few countries in the world. Next year, he said, two satellite units will be launched. They are high-throughput satellites or communication satellites that provide higher data transfer with a capacity of 2 times 150 gigabytes per second to support satellite needs in Indonesia. He further said that the two satellites will be launched in order to support the progress in digital transformation in Indonesia. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, stated that bees are beneficial for human and nature as they make honey and pollinate for plant regeneration. As reported by Antara, Professor Rusihon Ubaidillah from BRIN Center for Biosystematic and Evolution Research on Friday said that there are a lot of benefits that bees contribute to food and nutrition, animal feed, industrial materials, and pollination, and this proves the role of bees as food and nutrition providers and pollinating bees as part of the ecosystem network, which is crucial in agricultural and forestry ecosystems. The Indonesian government invites ASEAN nations to unite in building solidarity for restoring education after the COVID-19 pandemic. ASEAN needs to use a concrete, comprehensive, and sustainable approach to overcome the learning crisis that has worsened due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Secretary General of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology, Suharti, conveyed it in a statement on Friday regarding the 12th ASEAN Education Ministers meeting in Hanoi, Vietnam, as quoted by Antara. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Chinese President Xi Jinping stated that China wishes to maintain friendly relations with its neighbors and jointly nurture lasting peace in the region and absolutely will not seek hegemony or even less, but bully others. He was speaking during a special summit to commemorate the 30th anniversary of dialogue relations between the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and China, as quoted by ChannelsNewsAsia.com on October the 15th. His remarks came just after China's Coast Guard ships reportedly blocked and deployed water cannons against two Philippine boats carrying supplies to troops at the disputed South China Sea waters, forcing the latter to turn back. The United States on Friday warned it can impose sanctions on people, countries, and companies that provide ammunition to Russia or support its military-industrial complex as Washington seeks to increase pressure on Moscow over the war in Ukraine. As reported by ChannelsNewsAsia.com today, Deputy Treasury Secretary Wole Adeyemo at a gathering of officials from 32 countries to discuss sanctions on Russia stated that the department will issue guidance on Friday, making clear that Washington is willing and able to impose such a crackdown. At least 25 people have died and dozens remain trapped underground after an explosion in the coal mine in northern Turkey's Bartin province. As reported by BBC.com on October the 15th, around 110 people were working in the mine at the time of the blast, almost half of them at over 300 meters deep. Turkey's health minister, Fahrettin Koca, said 11 people had been rescued and were being treated. As night fell, emergency workers were digging through rock to try to reach more survivors. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ayo maju, ayo maju. The first news comes from Jambi. The Consulate General of Japan in Medan, Takonai Susumui, visited the University of Jambi or UNJA as the first step of cooperation between the two parties to collaborate in research and education. UNJA Chancellor Professor Sutrisno on Thursday expressed his hope that the cooperation can be established and various collaboration in the world of education and research. The next news comes from Tangerang, Banten. The 2022 Indonesia Diecast Expo will be held offline on October 29th and 30th at the Indonesian Convention Exhibition Tangerang, Banten after 2 years of virtual operation due to the impact of the pandemic. In the event, the expo will present a variety of activities that have been long awaited by fans, including breaking the Muri record, various quizzes involving visitors, toy donation boxes to World of Customs Diecast. Since its first appearance, the Indonesia Diecast Expo has succeeded in becoming a meeting place for lovers of these miniature toys. Over time, this event has also succeeded in becoming one of the largest and most comprehensive diecast exhibitions in the world through several interesting treats. One of the parties providing support regarding the implementation of the Indonesian Diecast Expo 2022, eBay Southeast Asia, sees that the current growth of the diecast industry is able to become a promising export potential in Indonesia. The latest news comes from Bantul, Yogyakarta. The Bantul Regency Government Special Region of Yogyakarta is preparing land to be planted with various kinds of herbs or spices and medicinal plants that can produce raw materials for the traditional herbal medicine industry at the Kiringan Herbal Medicine Center, Chanden Village, Jetis District. He said the Chanden Sub-District Government is committed to at least 4 to 7 hectares of land prepared for planting various spices and medicinal plants and medicinal plant needed for herbal medicine businesses. In addition, there are more than 130 business actors in each hamlet, so he hopes that the tourism village of Sentra Jamu Kiran with future developments will provide multi-effects and aspects of benefits for herbal medicine business players and the community around the industrial center. That was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 15, 1998 about the National Commission on Violence Against Women was established. The National Commission on Violence Against Women, or Komnas Perempuan, is an independent state institution in Indonesia that was established as a national mechanism to eliminate violence against women. Komnas Perempuan was established on October 15, 1998. It was born from the demands of civil society, especially women, to the government to realize the state's responsibility in responding to and dealing with issues of violence against women. The claim stems from the tragedy of sexual violence experienced by mainly ethnic Chinese women in the May 1998 riots in various major cities in Indonesia. Now we move to the next event on October 15, 2008, when Global Hand Washing Day with Soap was celebrated for the first time. Global Hand Washing Day is observed every October 15. It was initiated by the Public-Private Partnership of Hand Washing in 2008. Since then, the public and the government have used the commemoration of World Hand Washing with Soap Day to raise awareness and understanding of the importance of washing hands with soap as an easy, effective, and affordable way to prevent disease. We end the program with an event on October 15, 2013 about an earthquake of magnitude 7.2 rock the central Visayas region of the Philippines. As earthquake occurred on October 15, 2013 in Bohol, an island province located in central Visayas, the Philippines. The 7.2 magnitude earthquake recorded the death toll reaching more than 200 people, 8 people missing, and more than 900 others injured. Meanwhile, according to the female UN coordinator for earthquake response, Luisa Carvalho, there are around 35,000 families who need shelter in Bohol. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Senandung Katulistiwa is back again for Voice of Indonesia listener. Masih terngiang di telingaku bisik cintamu. Ay, stasiun balapan, no solo sing tak dikenangan, kowe karo aku. Pick one of the two songs and send your cover video. For more info, click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id.
Mukatiku hidup.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is entitled Launches Indovac Vaccine. President Joko Widodo encourages vaccine independence. Indonesian President Joko Widodo launched and witnessed the first injection of the domestically produced COVID-19 vaccine, namely the Indovac vaccine, at the PT Bio Farma factory Bandung, West Java on Thursday, October the 13th. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo asked his staff to support and encourage domestic vaccine development programs so that Indonesia can be more independent in meeting national vaccine needs. The head of state revealed that the production capacity of Indovac vaccine reached around 20 million doses this year and will increase to 40 million doses in the coming year. The president appreciated all parties who have supported the development of a domestically produced COVID-19 vaccine, which was carried out within 1.5 years. The head of state also appreciated the state-owned enterprises BioPharma for being able to stand in the ranks of the world's top 5 vaccine producers with a production capacity of up to 3 billion doses of vaccines per year exported to 153 countries. President Joko Widodo explained, BioPharma has produced various vaccines including polio, diphtheria, meningitis, flu, measles, and COVID-19 vaccines which are named Indovac. The president added, for polio vaccines, BioPharma controls 70% of world market share. 70% supplies polio vaccine to all countries. Meanwhile, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir said that the development of a domestically produced COVID-19 vaccine is the first step in efforts to support health resilience in Indonesia. According to him, the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises continues to encourage collaborations as recently signed in the UK with Profactor. With Profactor, the ministry cooperates in developing hemophilia vaccines, namely blood viscosity, so Indonesia now is becoming the production hub for world vaccines. Profactor will distribute them to Europe and America, while Indonesia to Asia, Africa, and others. Erick Thohir added that he, together with the Minister of Health, have prepared steps to anticipate a pandemic or disease that might occur. Furthermore, he said that his ministry was encouraging the consolidation of the health ecosystem, starting from research and development, production, to distribution and retail, supported by technological advances. President Director of BioPharma, Honesty Bashir, said the Indovac vaccine is produced by Indonesia and processed from upstream to downstream. Honesty Bashir hopes that the development of vaccines in this country can be a milestone for Indonesia to be independent and reduce dependence on imported products. That was My Indonesia Today.
Di dunia tipu-tipu, kamu tempat aku bertumpu. Baik jahat abu-abu, tapi warnamu putih untukku. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, di dunia tipu-tipu, ku bisa rasa nyata denganmu. Banyak unainu, ku bisa rasa aman selalu. Hanya kamu yang mengerti gelombang kepala ini. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, bersama janji takkan kemana-mana. Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana. Ya, lelucon aneh tiap hari, ku tertawa tanpa tapi.
Makasih juga buat rasa sayang mama, dan makasih juga udah bertahan sampai sekarang ngurus Fatur. Makasih ya.
Maafin nenek ya kek. Kakek baik sama nenek. Nggak pernah marah. Nenek yang marah terus sama kakek. Maafin kakek.
Puja-puji tanpa kata, mata kita yang bicara, selalu nyaman bersama, janji takkan kemana-mana.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Kalimantan Beach in East Lombok. Kalimantan Beach is one of the coastal tourism areas which is located in the southern part of Lombok, precisely in Pemongkong Village, Jerawaru, Sub-District, East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. The distance from Mataram City Hub to Kalimantan Beach is approximately 72 kilometers. The beach is not very popular. However, the atmosphere of the beach is quite beautiful and calm. Listener, the sea water on Kalimantan Beach is quite clear and fresh blue in color. The coastline is quite long. It is about 2 kilometers. The stretch of beach sand is brownish white like pepper powder. Besides the underwater scenery, it is still quite awake. It is not strange that many tourists take the time to snorkel at the beach. This beach also has quite high sea waves with fairly calm wave characteristics, so it is also suitable for surfing. Kalimantan Beach can be reached for approximately 2 until 3 hours by land transportation from downtown Mataram. There are not many trees, but during the day you will feel the heat of the sun. But it is during this day that the waves on the surface of the water calm down. Because of the beauty of the underwater scenery on Kalimantan Beach, Lombok is extraordinary so that you can drive away the hot sun by swimming or snorkeling. In the Kalimantan Beach area, there is also a wide expanse of grassland and several hills. Towards dusk, the atmosphere will change drastically. Then you can go up to the top of the hill and enjoy the exotic and stunning panorama of the beach or sunset, which will make you heavy-hearted to leave the beach. To enter this beach area, there is no entrance fee. Moreover, on this beach, there are no adequate facilities such as food stalls, toilets, or lodging, so you should bring your own food or drink. If you want to stay overnight, you can also set up a tent or rent an inn in downtown Mataram, Lombok. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Terus berlalu, tergilas oleh waktu. Aku yang pernah menyakitimu, rasanya ingin bertemu. Maafkan kesalahan dan juga kehilafan. Pernah menancapkan duri tajam, tak lekang dalam ingatan. Kini kau pergi, meninggalkanku. Begitu sulit lupakan kamu, apalagi kamu baik. Begitu susah cari gantinya, cukup dikenang saja. Maafkan kesalahan dan juga kehilafan. lupakan kamu, apalagi kamu baik. Begitu susah cari gantinya, cukup dikenang saja. Begitu sulit lupakan kamu, apalagi kamu baik. Begitu susah cari gantinya, cukup dikenang saja. Lupakan kamu, apalagi kamu baik. Begitu susah cari gantinya, cukup dikenang saja, cukup dikenang saja, cukup dikenang saja, cukup dikenang saja.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, the capital city of Indonesia, Jakarta, is again enlivened with an international film festival. Now it's time for Madani International Film Festival 2022, which is taking place from October 8 to the 15, 2022. This festival features 70 films from 22 countries and 15 discussions from 30 speakers from Indonesia and abroad. Still with the same spirit as in previous years, which is to describe the diversity of Muslim communities around the world, the theme this year is Ufuk, which means horizon. It symbolizes the hope that we can still walk towards the furthest horizon of our thoughts and views. At this year's Madani International Film Festival, there are more than 2,000 films that have registered from Indonesia and abroad for the e-cinema and short film competition programs. In addition, there are two films that steal the attention of the curators, namely the film The Perfect Candidate, which is chosen as the opening for the 2022 Madani International Film Festival. The film is directed by Haifa Al-Mansur, the first female director in Saudi Arabia and considered one of the most important cinematic figures in the country. Another film is Until Tomorrow from Iran, which is chosen as the closing of this festival. The film directed by Ali Asghari has been nominated for several film festivals, such as the Panorama Audience Award, Berlin International Film Festival 2022, Golden Eye, Best International Feature Film, and Zurich Film Festival 2022 nominations. From Indonesia, there is the film The Quest, a film that explores Islamic civilization and the life of the Muslim community in the archipelago, namely Aceh and Bali. The documentary explores the history of Islam from its inception to the interpretation of local culture in the social structure of everyday society. Besides film screenings and discussions related to films, there are a series of other programs organized by Madani at this festival, such as Women of the Civilian World, Migration, Madani with Binus University, Madani Classic, Is Cinema, Religious Relaxation, Madani Kids, and Madani Short Film Competition, and other programs. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cover video to join the Senandu Katulistiwa.
Masih terngiang di telingaku.
pick one of these songs. Click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id. Fill the form, check the lyrics, and download the music of the song. Record and send your cover video. Don't miss it! Exciting prizes await!
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Seperti Kisah by Rizky Febian featuring Vivian. Seperti Kisah by Rizky Febian tells the story of someone who admires his lover. He has been hurt and even helpless, but he's always there and makes her happy. He begs his lover to always be by his side and remove all doubts and start to love her. The song Seperti Kisah, which means like the story, was written by Koko Iriawansyah and Rizky Febian, released in 2021. Alright listener, this is Rizky Febian featuring Vivian with the song Seperti Kisah. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.